Thank you, Anka, for having us on your presentation and your panel today. Appreciate that. My name is Randy Lindsay. I'm with MT4 Professional. Today, I'm going to talk about new tech standards. We're talking about a live market scanner for MT4. Market scanners seem to be really popular these days, and MT4 is just a platform that doesn't really have a scanner built in. So what MT4 Professional does is it brings a lot of professional grade tools to the MT4, MT5 platform, since we're available on both now. What I'm going to do today is going to go through and talk about what a real scanner is and what it does, what its capabilities are. Then I'm going to go through and introduce the platform itself. Just want to let you know who MT4 Professional is. My name is Randy Lindsay. I am your host today. Today, I'm also a trade coach and the operations director behind the scenes at MT4 Professional. The brains and brawn behind MT4 Professional is Claudio Cardinal. He is the product development director and all things technology guru. So anything that goes on to the development of the software, Claudio takes care of that and I take care of the rest. With regards to today's presentation, we're going to talk about a market scanner, what a market scanner really is, and what is MT4 Professional and how it relates. I'll give you a live demonstration of what the software's capability can do and how we use it. I'm going to make you a very special offer since you're part of today's presentation, and then I'll go over the, detailed questions and answers throughout the entire presentation. So what is a market scanner and what does it do? Well, if you really think about it, looking at the 50 Forex pairs and 20 CFDs over 9 different timeframes, there are more than 630 combinations to check. Do you really think that you're able to do this manually? I mean, how often do you miss opportunities if you're having to scan and check through 630 different instruments to look for trade setups? If you're trading on MT5, it's even more because of the huge amount of timeframes and the expansion of the different instruments that are traded. So today, trading on different instruments is a must. What I mean by is that if you're trading on just one or two instruments, that's great. You can do well, but sometimes those two instruments just aren't moving or presenting trade setups. So if you want to have an opportunity to get in front of the trade as it's happening, then you need something that's going to be doing it for you. You know, it's part of a well-diversified portfolio. And if you don't have a mixture of instruments that you're trading, then you're going to miss out on not only opportunities, but you could be on the wrong side of the market. So a perfect solution would be a market scanner. Okay, a market scanner is something that automatically goes out and scans the entire market universe at a glance for any symbol, any time frame, or any custom rules that you have provided for it. All right, so it's not a signal provider, but it's a tool that allows you to analyze your strategies the way you want using the indicators that you want or that you currently have. A simple example is the cross of two moving averages. The image on the right shows that for every symbol and time frame that you have selected, and in this case, I have an hourly and a 1 minute, I'm looking for a bullish cross, which is the green box, and a bearish cross, which is a red box. A bullish cross is when the MA15 crosses above the MA30. A bearish cross is when the MA15 crosses under the MA30. Very straight, very easy to understand. So when you see a green box light up on your scanner, that just means that the euro US dollar has gone bullish on the hourly time frame, but it's still bearish on the 1 minute time frame. Likewise, you can see on the euro yen, it is bullish, which means it's on a pretty strong bull run. So you're looking at 1 minute comparison and an hourly. Now, of course, you can set this up on any time frame, 1 minute, 5 minute, 15 minutes, and so forth. So you can see multiple timeframes that come in. But this is a simple example. A scanner that can go through and tell you which one of these are actually setting up and getting ready to change. Maybe weaknesses is coming in and the longer term trend is getting ready to change. Or this is just short term congestion and a small correction. And then it will continue with the longer term trend. So, but that's still an opportunity. And it's something that you want to be looking for. If you don't have time to do it for all the symbols, all you have to do is a single glance over to see if it's actually giving you the setup that you're looking for. That's, for me, would be a good market scanner. So what if you have more timeframes? Well, obviously you can check and see different timeframes. If you're looking at multiple timeframes together, you can see see from the graphic here that the probability of a trade is going to be in your favor if you're trading in the direction of the longer term trend. The corrections on the longer term trend are even tradable opportunities on the shorter term trends if you're trading in that direction. However, if you're trying to take a short trade in a long market, then you can see that the corrections are very short-lived. So you're going to be profiting much better if you're trading in harmony with longer-term timeframes. So correlation of the markets is an important thing to do. So by checking multiple timeframes before you initiate a trade, you're going to have higher probability and lower risk trades. It's just the nature of the beast. So if you had a market scanner that could search for these types of setups based on your own rules and verified by multiple time frame analysis, it would be an extremely valuable tool. So why MT4 or MT5? Well, other professional platforms have built-in market scanners, but a lot of brokers only work with MT4 or MT5 because it gives you access to the best commission rates and many different instruments. A lot of good custom indicators have been implemented only for MT4, and MT5 has the ability for automatic expert analysis. And it also gives you a good market scanner. Also, a good market scanner would work with custom indicators in addition to the standard ones that have already been developed for this platform. So you don't have to leave behind any of the tools you've already developed if you're sticking with MT4 or MT5. But the problem we came up with was that as professional traders, we looked for professional scanners on these platforms and we didn't find any. The few that we did find had some of the following problems. They were either too complex to configure, which meant, high programming skills required. That was a turnoff. They were unstable. Sometimes it was just a single tool that really didn't integrate with the entire system. A lot of the indicators were incompatible, and there were a lot of other issues. So our solution then was to create our own scanner. So we decided MT4 Professional had to be a scanner that met our criteria. So now, once we've developed it, we use it in our own trading, and now it's the number one market scanner on MT4 and MT5. It's a tool that allows you to instantly scan the entire market universe for setups that match your unique rules and using your own indicators. So when you find a good setup, MT4 Professional allows you to enhance your trading by using multiple timeframe analysis, which really isn't that easy to do on standard MT4 or MT5. So stay tuned. I'm going to demonstrate and show you a lot more of what MT4 Professional is all about. So let me get my platform going. Here I've got MT4 up and running. And before I press on, I want to go through and make sure I'm not missing any questions. Bill had asked us, so the software is for only Forex pairs and not stocks or options. The software is for any instrument that you have access to on MT4 or MT5. So that's the limitation. But you have to trade on that platform, MT4 or MT5, and whatever your broker provides you. There are some brokers that provide stocks and other futures instruments and stuff. But most of it is for Forex. That's true. I guess I already answered that from the type there. Thank you. Appreciate that. So what you see here is a MT4 Professional layout. I've got three different time frame charts, a 15-minute, a 30-minute, and an hourly. You can see on the left, I have a scanner, which is scanning through a lot of different symbols looking for a exponential moving average and price interaction. So we're looking for the location where the price is closing below the EMA 15. If it does, I get a red. If the price closes above EMA 15, I get a green. Okay? So by scanning through all of these different instruments, you can see Euro US dollar, bear, bear, bear. Aussie US dollar, bear, bear, bear. So you can see a lot of pairs that are providing some real consistent opportunities here. Pound, CAD, Swiss, all of the dollar pairs, okay, you're seeing some pretty good strength in the dollar pairs, with the exception of the pound here. Then you've got some real bullishness coming in across this board. So let's take a look at this. So across below gives us a red 15-minute. You can see the 30-minute is red and the 60-minute is red. Let's see what that looks like. So by using multiple time frame analysis, notice the crosshair can be moved, and notice how it links with all of the other charts. So you can see exactly where the initial criteria is, the full close down below the EMA 15. 2019, this becomes our entry point because you can see that it crossed below also on the 30 minute and it crossed below also here on the 60 minute. So you can see boom, 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 opportunity for a profit would have given us at this point just over 60 pips of profit. And this was probably within the last 4 to 6 hours, all right? So $600 just right there, just simply following the initial setup rules. All right, so looking at the pound, so you click on one symbol and it automatically changes the symbol on all of the charts. So you can see how it links together. One click and it locks it in place and you can sit there and look at the analysis of those. You can see this is a very rapid push up and then a pull down, but it's still extremely bullish because you see closes above the average, closes above the average, and closes above the average. This doesn't look like a very good tradable setup because it's such a rapid expansion. So this one, you can just continue to cruise by. There's a tradable opportunity right there. Nice close above, verified multiple time frames. The Swiss, same thing. Very nice close above, nice trend. Could have made some money on that one as well as the dollar yen. So you can see there are a lot of other opportunities we could very quickly rifle through and see just from this simple configuration how the trade would work out. Okay, are there any questions so far? I'm showing you the ability to set up a scan looking for specific criteria and the ability to link and analyze those trades very quickly within the platform. Not only does it give you these trade opportunities, but it gives you opportunities to make money right when they are trading. For example, the CAD yen here is just showing a bullish 15 minute, but it has a bearish 30 and hourly chart. So if we were to look at the CAD yen and we can see that, you can see that we are in congestion right now. That's why the price is closing above and below on the shorter time frame. The longer time frame, however, let me go back into here. The longer time frame, however, is still in consolidation, as you can see it is right here too. So there's nothing to trade here yet, but it's showing you that it's trying to get bullish and it's been bullish for a while, but it's gone into consolidation. So now we're looking at a nice pennant flag forming here. You're looking for that potentially to break the downside and possibly go back down. So this could be just be a simple short-term correction going back into the proposed longer term trend. And that's how you do the analysis. That's how you're looking at the setups. This, however, is in consolidation. So you're waiting for that to break to get you into the trade. And when it does, it's going to signal it by turning red and giving you a confirmed red, 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 and you're in. How did I set this up? If you see the select configuration button, you can see that there are a lot of configurations that are available. The presets examples, these are the ones that are provided for you when you subscribe to MT4 Professional. These presets include the ones that you see on the chart there. Relative strength, SMA cross, multiple time frame analysis, MACD, alligators, EMA and price. So these are all examples that you can have access to on your subscription. Here's an inbox that allows you to see configurations from other traders that they send to you. And at the top, you can see all the configurations that you have set up yourself. All right, so if I select the EMA and price, which is the one I'm currently looking at, click the edit button, then it allows me to look at how I have things configured. On the right hand side, you can set up how you want your charts to be laid out. So if I click on that, it shows me here I have one large chart and two smaller charts. This one I have set to an M15, which you can just select from your simple pull down menu. On MT5, you're going to have a whole lot more selections than this, but these are all the ones that are available on MT4. And the template that you want to use. The template just simply makes the chart look exactly the way you like it. Okay, so you can do that by just simply selecting it right here, or you can add it from the list of any of the templates that you have access to on your MT4 or MT5 platform. Now, there's one caveat in that if you're going to use any of these templates, and that caveat is that on the chart that you're going to use, if you look at the indicator list, the indicator has to use the MT4 Professional chart indicator. And what that does, if that's loaded on the template, then it will automatically load up and it allows the crosshairs and the chart itself to interface with the entire MT4 Professional system. So that's the only requirement. So if you have an existing template and you want to convert it to use it with MT4 Professional, just add this indicator to the chart, save the template, give it a new name if you don't want to do anything with the old one, and you're ready to go. Just access it in your configuration and the chart layout is ready to go and easy to do. Okay, so that's how you would do it that way. Just simply click and load. If you want to add a couple more charts, click the tile window button, then it automatically equally spaces all of the windows based upon however that you want it to set up. You don't want them equally spaced, then you can do it horizontally or vertically if you want how many columns that you want. It's a really easy way to set it up and do it. You mess it up, just clear them all and start over again. I'll go ahead and hit cancel. Or for example, if you have a setup from another configuration that you already like, just simply click the start from another configuration and then click on one of the other configurations you've already made that you know you like and just select it and it'll automatically copy the configuration for you. And that'll get it to look just like you have it there on the right. Now over on the left-hand side, you can see I have my symbol list and my scanner. These are very easy also. And notice I don't have any programming that's required. All I'm doing is simple pull-down menus and descriptive terms. So by selecting this, I can pick either my symbol list or my scanner to see which one I want to set up. Once you have it set up, you don't have to worry about it. You just load it and run it. That takes a little bit of time to get it to set up. So you select your symbol list and you can see all the symbols over here on the right are the ones I have pre-selected. If I want to add or remove any symbols, just simply select or clear all or selectively remove the one that you don't want on there. And if there's one that you particularly want over on the list, just select it and click the little arrow button to add it to the list. Or over here, you can select one and remove it from the list. Either way, it works. And if you're looking only, say, for US dollar pairs, then any pair that has the US dollar in it automatically gets pulled up and displayed for you. So it's easy for you to go through and search for the symbols that you want. And if you have a symbol list from another configuration that you already know you like, just start from another configuration and pull it in. It's very, very simple and easy to do. And then if you click on the scanner setup, this is the meat of the program right here. This is where all the complexity boils down to simple rules. We call them color rules. What rules are you going to give it to make the cell color tell you it's bullish or bearish or neutral? In this case, I have what's called a main CR, the main color rule. And this main color rule for the exponential moving average and price is that I have a first item, I'm looking at current price. Now this current price is defined by the system, but I can click on that and see this current price is just a simple indicator that just looks at what the current bar price is. If you want to change it, you can. But right now, I just want to keep it as price. If you want to add another indicator, you simply click the plus sign. Very, very simple. The second indicator is the moving average indicator. It's set up as a 15-period exponential moving average. You can click this down. You can see that that's set up on close of price. If I wanted to set up a 30-minute, I could also do that. And then I could look at not only a 15-minute cross, but also is the 15 crossing the 30? I can do that very simply. And I'll show you that. So I'm going to set up my 15. I want to see if my price is greater than the 15, that's bullish, but I want my MA 15 also to be greater than my 30-minute moving average. So I'm going to choose an indicator, select from my trend moving average, use this indicator. It's a 15-period simple, I want it to be an exponential moving average on close of price. But in this case, I don't want it to be 15. I want it to be the 30. Okay, so now I'm looking for a 15-period to be greater than my 30-period. In that case, it's going to be bullish. Again, I'm going to do the same thing over here. In this case here, I'm going to say there's my 15. I want it to be less than the 30. Notice once I have it defined, I can just pull it up very easily and select it. Now I'm looking for price being greater than the 15 and the 15 being greater than the 30. Those are two more conditions that verify that the trend is in line with the longer term trend and that the price is currently active. Same thing with the down move. And if I say, okay, it'll save this and I can set it all up. I don't want to. I'm just showing you how easy it is and simple to configure this. If neither of these conditions are true, then the default color is yellow and the cell will color itself yellow, letting you know that the conditions that you've defined are not being met. Say, for example, you have more than one condition, you have multiple colors. Well, if you scroll down a little bit, you can see there's another box down here. Well, you can set this up to be a different color. And you have a wide selection of colors to choose from. So you can see, you can have as many boxes as you need to. So you're not limited by the scanner in any way to set up your conditions. Okay. When you're done making any changes, set a configuration name. Make sure that you have a good description that identifies that. And then click the Save button. Anytime you make a change, click the Save button to save the analysis. Once you've saved the analysis, then all you have to do is click the Load button to reload it and to redisplay any changes that you've made to the setup. All right. As far as custom indicators are concerned, if you have any specific custom indicators like zigzag, or you've got any of the powerful Hawkeye tools that are available, any of the awesome indicators, any of the alligator tools, all of these indicators you have access to can be integrated with the scanner. And if there are certain restraints that the indicator doesn't provide you with the outputs or something like that, then we can develop bridges that enable them to interface with the MT4 professional scanner. So all you'd have to do is just contact us and we can develop a bridge for you to do that. Very easy and straightforward. You don't have to worry about putting together the programs or anything. You just set it up and let it do its thing. And then you sit back and watch for the opportunities. Now, when one of these things triggers, if I were to go to this configuration, and I can show you that. If I get a green bar right here that turns green, then I can set it up to give me real-time notifications. Now, this can send me an SMS on my phone, and I set up my phone number, or it can also notify me through the MT4 or MT5 platform that the trade setup and configuration has triggered, and you'll also be able to see that. And it's live and in real time, so there's not a problem with being able to see that. If you're mobile and you don't want to stay behind your desk all the time, you have to go out and make a food run or something, and you've got a trade setup that might be coming in, well, you don't have to worry about staying behind your platform because you've got MT4 Professional on the road. MT4 Professional goes with you everywhere you go. If you take your mobile device, log in to the members area of the MT4 Professional website, click on the real-time scanner interface. Right here, you can see all of the scanners that you currently have running. The instance I have running here is this setup. And once I have that setup, you can see it gives me an exact duplicate of the setup I'm doing, a 1530 hourly. It's going through and scanning. And in real time, it's showing me exactly on my mobile device what's going on my computer, all right? So if I wanted to now go through and look at back at the euro US dollar, then all I have to do on my mobile device is click the euro US dollar. It'll automatically go to my computer, change the symbol, and it'll retrieve a snapshot of the current configuration for me. So then I can see, okay, what's the current setup? All right, it's still bullish. It's still bearish. I'm sticking with this trade. I don't need to get out yet. That's the beauty of it. You can go eat, do one click, check it out, you're done. Or if you get any type of notifications, boom, all you have to do is go into your notification center right here. Look for the notifications, the scanner, you had a simple cross, okay? These are all set up. These all send you a message. You can click on the link to see the snapshot of the image and to get the message in real time, all right? So you either get notified or you just check it yourself. It's up to you. It's integrated and it's fast. So any of your mobile devices can be used to integrate the scanner and to identify your lists. If you have snapshots that you like to say, you want to share it with any of your trade buddies, then of course you can always go to the snapshot section and you can see current snapshots, you can see previous snapshots, you can see all of your euro trades. Everything is available here right on the side. These are all my euro trades that I have set up and I'm sharing. Notice the share link that's easily available. Just simply copy it, share it on your Facebook, your Twitter, or any other stock twits that you've got going on. Trade book. So anything that you've got going, it's all integrated together. You manage all of your licenses in one location. Okay. The home screen takes you through the process of getting on board. So change your password, make sure you download and install the software, create your configurations, use the software snapshot capabilities, join our exclusive Skype chat group where you can interact and talk with other traders that are currently using the platform. And then, of course, you can always go to documentation or help. So within the documentation help section, you can see our knowledge base is quite extensive, where you get all the prerequisites, how to install, to uninstall, if you're a Mac user, how to get started quickly, migration and so forth, anything specific to adding or creating configurations. and about billing, subscriptions, and any other questions that you might have. It's all in one location. And if you have any type of support requests, then you can always create a new support ticket or check on the status of your current all from within the exact same system. So it's all integrated. It's all ready for you at any time. Okay. Let me go back over here. And one last thing I want to show you is that MT4 Professional comes with the ability to share configurations with other traders. We call it the Traders Network. The Traders Network allows you and your group of trading buddies all to be on the same page together. You share your trades, you set things up, type in the name of someone that you know is in the system. So set up. So anybody with the letter Lynn comes up there, Joshua Lynn. If I want to send Joshua, all right, my current configuration, all I have to do is send and share, and it will automatically send my EMA and price configuration to Joshua, just like that. Boom. And likewise, if he wanted to send me something, that's all he had to do. All he has to do is just sit there and type up Randy, and then it'll automatically find, where is it? Oh, Randy Lindsay, he's not in there. Maybe it's because I'm me. Nope. Yeah, I think it's because it's me. Not going to let me find me. Where am I? Yeah, I think it is. Can't send something to yourself. That's probably it. So there you have it. Are there any specific questions? I know I've gone through a lot of information, but I just want to make sure that you get the understanding of the system and how it works. Now, if you're looking for specific custom configurations, let me pull up one of my own that I've created. These are custom setups where I'm looking specifically at the software that I've developed and that I use, and I'm integrating it on the charts together so I can see exactly how the setup works. This is set up on a 5, 15, and 30. You can see I've got the 5, 15, 30 here, and I'm looking for these types of setups. Now, notice each cell now has multiple colors. So I have multiple conditions I'm looking at. Here I'm looking to see if the trend, if the heat map, and the volume are working together in order to get me into a trade. So in this case, I'm looking for trend, which currently is down, the heat map, which is like the momentum, it's currently down, and I'm looking for volume, which has 3 5-minute bars of increasing volume, which tells me I'm looking for this trend to continue. It's in line with the longer term trend, which is down. So I'm sticking with the trade as long as my stops are not violated. And you can see the stops are holding very nicely in this trade. So I stick with the setup. Anytime you see the momentum changing or the trend changing, or if you can see volume starting to reverse, then you know that something's happening and you're getting ready to take the trade. So configuration file, if I were to edit this configuration and go to my scanner, how do I have my scanner set up so that I get all of these colors loaded all at the same time? Well, notice I have them broken down into trend, volume, and heat map, just like I had said. My trend indicator, I have three different instances. The trend indicator right here, trend stops 1. I have trend stops 2, trend stops 3. 1 is my bullish trend, right? So if trend and stops 1 signals, that means I'm in a green bullish trend. If my indicator signals number 2, that's a red trend. That means it's a bearish setup. And trend and stops 3 is a neutral trend. So it's telling me I'm in congestion and I don't need to be trading. So I've got all of these setups configured. It's very straightforward and easy to do. If that signal triggers, it's going to be greater than 1. So if it's greater than 0, then it's going to be green, which means it's lit up and it's going to be a bullish run. Otherwise, it's going to check to see if it's bearish. Otherwise, it's going to check to see if it's neutral. And so I'm going to color the cell green, red, white, or yellow based upon whether these criteria are met or not. Straightforward, very simple, very easy to use. Now, these are my own custom indicators, but you can do these with your own software or with any other software that you have access to on MT4 or MT5. Okay. Are there any questions? I still don't see any questions in the chat box. I don't have the questions window open. Maybe I should do that. Is there a questions panel? I don't see that. I guess there isn't a questions panel here. So I guess all we're doing is just chatting today. So over in the chat panel, if you do have a question or if there's something you want me to look at, and by all means do that. So we're not limited on the setup. I don't miss any trade opportunities because I have these set up for SMS messages to go to my phone or to alert me here on my setup to do these. Can these indicators set up with EA bots? It depends on the output of your EA, but absolutely, you can run EAs within the system without any problems whatsoever. And it can also be configured as an EA. So yes. But if you want to have a specific instance that you want us to look at, then by definitely contact us at support@mt4professional.com and we will give you a direct answer back. There you go. Thank you, Claudio. All right, so let me go back to my presentation real quick because I have a very special offer to give you if you're interested in giving an MT4 professional a try. So for a very special limited time, you can see all the features that I've shown you. Full-featured MT4 Professional for both MT4 and MT5. Exclusive access to our Skype inner circle. Unlimited configurations, emails, push notifications up to 100 per month are included. Pre-configured presets. Okay, so these are all the presets that we've already have set up for you. There's a total value of about $22.95, but of course, you don't pay $22.95 coming out. It's just something we don't do. Only for a limited time, what we do is we make this available on a monthly basis of $194 per month. But for today's presentation, what we've done is we've whacked that by 50%. $97 a month for MT4 Professional as a month-by-month subscription. But this is webinar-only special. Because you're part of Tech Wizards and part of this, we've also added an additional 20% off of the 50% off price for you today. That brings the price down to about $77. A month. So by clicking on the link, mt4professional.com/trial, you'll get access to the full suite of MT4 or MT5 tools. You'll get it for 20% off of the 50% off price. You'll also have access to a 14-day free trial where you enter your credit card, but you aren't going to be charged for 14 days to give it a try to see what you like. And if you like it, you do nothing and it'll automatically charge you at the end of 14 days. But anytime during that 14-day trial, you can cancel and you won't be charged a penny. But you have to cancel before the end of the trial. Otherwise, you will be charged for an entire 30-day access to the platform. So get it for today. You can give it a 14-day trial to see if it'll actually work for you. It'll use any indicator or conditions that you want based upon the platform resources you have access to. So use the code TechWizards2021 in order to get the 20% off. Because if you go to the link here, it'll display a $97 per month special. But to get the extra 20% off, type in TechWizards2021 in the code box. And that'll get you the special $77 price. All right, go into any questions or answers right now. And I can go back to my platform at any point and be and demonstrate it for you. So watch one other nice thing. Notice how the window, when I changed it, that the charts automatically rescaled and resized themselves. MT4 doesn't do that. If you're in normal standard MT4, you have to resize your windows every time you change your window. Say, for example, you hit F11. All right, F11 is a full screen mode. That means my charts and my scanner goes all the way to the full screen. Notice that this automatically rescaled everything on my screen to fit beautifully. And if I hit F11 again, it comes right back up again, giving me access to my market watch, my navigator, and my charts are right back in without being clipped or chopped in any way. That's pretty sweet. Integration of the time and price on any chart or any time frame is also really sweet. And one-click integration of any symbol on the symbol list, as opposed to having to click and drag a symbol across on every single chart if you're looking at it. These are professional-grade tools that no one else has. The scanner is the cream of the crop. This is where you can integrate any of your systems together, any of your indicators, any of your setups, and get notified in real time exactly when the opportunity exists. So you don't miss a trade, you don't miss a setup, and you're ready to take action when you get the notification or the signal set up. And you can see how fast these signals are going through. Even for a complex algorithm like my Hawkeye tools, these are very, very, very fast. Now, you have access to the configuration settings. So if, for example, the speed of the scanner is too fast, i.e. your computer is too slow, you can always slow it down. Notice I have mine set to medium. I can set it up to fast. Now, that would go really, really fast. But if I have really complex algorithms, then sometimes the algorithms will be going faster than the system or my computer will allow it. And so it'll start displaying a bunch of error messages saying that the indicator can't be found. Well, it's there and it can be found. It's just you're trying to do the calculations faster than it's willing to go. But if you have a Ferrari under your fingertips, put the fast button on and see see how nice it feels. If you've got a medium machine under your hands, then go with medium. If you've got an old laptop, don't mistreat it. Put it on slow and make sure that it does everything properly. You can, if you have specific prefixes or suffix postfixes, you know, that you want to put on, just enter those here to set it all up. Notice the crosshair. You can define the color. Or even enable it or disable it if you don't want to even use it at all. And then this is the special setting in case you're having any integration issues. So it's all easy and straightforward, and you don't have any issues with the use of the platform or the application. Surinden asked if how many indicator conditions can the scanner handle? It can handle as many as your computer will allow. If you put in, you know, enough to cause your computer to start slowing down, then you know you can adjust the trend speed setting that I showed you there, so that it's going through and scanning at either a faster or slower rate based upon the number of configurations that you have. So we've tried to make it as easy to use and straightforward as possible. And today it looks like it's a very affordable as well. So you can't miss these trades. Like I showed you earlier, getting these setups and initiating these, you're looking at just within a period of 4 hours, you're looking at putting 60 pips into your pocket. And that's a nice setup, regardless of this instrument. And that was just a single instrument. Using that across the other instruments as well, then you can see just exactly how phenomenal the system can be. You want to see the alligator? Okay, let me go down and pull that in. Here I'm looking at a 4-day alligator setup. A 30-minute, hourly, 4-hour, and daily. You can see on the 30-minute time frame right here. Anytime the alligator lips are below the jawline and the teeth, and see the green line here? That's the lips. This is the teeth, and this is the jaw. Anytime the green travels below the lips and the jaw, then this is the condition for a short. And anytime the reverse occurs, when you see, in this case, the green going above both, then that is the bullish condition. And so that's what the scanner is looking at. It's looking at that cross. It's saying the euro US dollar is across all time frames very bearish, because you can see even on the daily that cross has been verified right here. So you can see green, boom, boom, right? So it has crossed over back here, validated, and then continued to break out. So you can see way ahead of time, everything is set up and done. So do you understand? Looking at the configuration, it's very simple to do. So I'm saying a strong signal is based upon alligator 3, which is the lips, being greater than the jawline, and the lips being greater than the teeth. Okay, so this is the strong buy condition. Now, of course, you can put any other condition in there that you like. If you're looking at relative strength or a MACD crossover as well, then you can simply click that and add that condition as well. Or you can simply add a signal for both. If you wanted to add this one compared to a MACD crossover, you can do the same thing here as well. You're not limited in any way on how to use the system. You're only limited by your own imagination or your ability to learn and implement the system. Very, very easy, straightforward. All right. If you're looking to see what the output or the indicators are, then on a chart that you have set up, simply open the data window on MT4 or MT5, and you can see right here, wherever my cursor goes to, that I can see the current setup of the output. Notice that the output, I have the jaws, the teeth, and the lips triggering. So it's going to look at the value of that jaw and say, is that jaw greater than or less than the value of the teeth or the value of the lips? And this case, I'm looking for the value of the right here. I'm looking for the actual lips itself right there. So the lips less than the jawline, the lips less than the teeth. So lips are the third indicator on the list. The teeth is the second indicator, and the jaws is the first. That's all I have to remember. So when I go to my configuration, I look at the setup, then you can see right there. Alligator 3, that's the third item on the list. That's the lips. If the lips are less than the second, and the lips are less than the third. So alligator 3, alligator 2, and alligator 1. Very, very simple. If you want only the volume indicator to appear on a 15-minute chart, but not the other charts, does it mean I just drag the volume indicator onto the chart and it will only be displayed? No. If you drag, you can drag any volume indicator. For example, let me do this for you real quick. Or that. Just take a volume indicator here. Let's drag it onto this chart and put it on there. You can see volume on the chart here, right? But when I select this configuration and pull it back up again, notice, see, it goes away. It's not part of the chart. That's because it's not part of the template. So if all you want is a volume chart that looks at the template, then you add that to the template and save the template. And then when you load it up, it'll load up that template every time. So if I'm just looking specifically at volume and that's all I want to see, this is the template that I want to use right here. And so I have to go into my configuration, select that setup, and then I go to my chart and tell it, this is the template alligator that I selected, but I don't want that template. I want to use a new template. And in this case, I'm only want to use the volume template, okay? The volume. So I select OK, save, and load. Now notice it loaded it right back up again. So if I went back to my alligator template right there and I made any changes, next time I go back through and load this one, see, it's always going to come back to the template that you selected in the configuration file. So yeah, if all you're looking at is volume and all you want to see is price, price and volume work together beautifully, then that's a great way to do it. Change it back, then I have to go back into my alligator and tell it, I don't want that one. I actually want my alligator's indicator template to be loaded. So select it, save it, and that's all you got to do. And reload it, boom, I'm right back to where I started. Okay, beautiful. The indicators, there are no indicators provided other than part of the system. So the indicators that are included are the MT4 Professional Chart Indicator and the EAs, the Expert Advisor, the MT4 Professional, and the scanners are all included. But any of the other indicators that are in the system are not included. They're just part of the demonstration and they're part of MT4 or MT5. That's what's included. Again, you get a 14-day free trial. Use the code TechWizards2021, mt4professional.com/trial to get started right away. It'll be knocking down the $97 per month, which is 50% off, another 20%, making it about $77 per month. mt4professional.com/trial. It works for both MT4 and MT5. That's right. Yeah, Claudio, I just mentioned there are 14 configurations already included that are already set up. The alligator and the EMA and price are both the ones that are included. There's the alligator, here's the EMA and price. You can also see the MACD and signal crossover. There's a relative strength, two of them. Moving average cross notifications, multiple time frame analysis. So you can see there's a lot of good examples on how to set up and configure the system. And you can use any of these presets. If you were to load them, you can create your own custom configuration from any of these presets. It's by simply clicking that and then selecting any of these setups that you've done already. You have full access to them, okay? Yes, this presentation has been recorded. It will be sent out to you via email, either sometime today or early tomorrow from the Tech Wizards. Okay, absolutely. You're very welcome. If you do need any help, then you can always contact us at support@mt4professional.com. If you have any other questions or want to follow up with this information, we'll be glad to help you. support@mt4professional.com. Thank you very much for your time and attention. David, I think I'm done for today. I'll give you about 3 minutes early, and that's fine.